This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And somebody posted that there's actually 18 government shutdowns from Carter in 1977 on through Obama. So that's kind of interesting. I hadn't realized there were that many.
let me give you an example of what I mean by yay. I mean, government shutdown, yippee. Here's an article by Suzanne Posell, which is Occupy Corporatism. Just got sent to me. It says Feinstein, as in Senator, or what is that, Congressman or Senator Feinstein out there in California, she says, as if this is like something that we should be concerned about here as commodities out here, she says, government shutdown is crippling the NSA surveillance program. This is why I say, yay, government is dead. You know, I mean, it's just like, why should we be concerned with this? Okay, so it says, James Clapper told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the government shutdown was degrading intelligence gathering capabilities in ways that may not become fully clear for weeks or months. As each day goes by, the impact and the jeopardy to the safety and security of the country will increase. Okay, well, boy, what does that sound like to you? I mean, for me, that's like, yay, no more surveillance. But to government, to me, this spells the reasoning or the justification to commit a false flag. Well, gee, see, look what happened, people. You know, we're not giving us enough taxpayer money. We had to shut down government.
Yes.
And guess what? Our intelligence gathering capabilities were harmed, and look what happened, folks. We had a bomb go off in a city. We had a disaster that happened from some external threat. Could be aliens, could be Arabs, whatever. Right? So, I mean, here you have the setup for the perfect false flag, and then when government comes back into business, the corporation reconvenes, you've got the perfect,
perfect storm.
Right. You have the Patriot Act 3, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, and it's all about surveillance, because, you know, this is the way that government justifies its existence. It always has to have some threat. So I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I do want to, you know, you got to be aware of these
that's
things.
That's a possibility.
I think it's absolutely hilarious that there's, sure. that this is, I mean, is this seriously your argument for getting government back together so that we can be surveilled?
Right.
I think it's hilarious. Says the Central Intelligence Agency let go of everyone except for essential employees. You know, analysts and operatives for counterterrorism.
Speaking of terrorism, could you give us a definition of terrorism? One of our listeners would like to know.
Well, you know, in my personal definition, I remember that in reading and, you know, copying and pasting the definitions off the top of my head, it's generally has been government, you know, mostly a government action to cause political change. Although sometimes, I guess, it might be done by groups who wish to change government. Mostly, it's defined as governments using terror against its citizens, or against foreign countries to cause their own political change.
Sure. And it's usually always terrorism is usually always government generated, and not personally. Not by a small group. And in fact, but they like to blame it on a small group. And it's usually a group that they are in control of. So they have someone or some entities to blame it on.
Sure. And it's funny because they're never blaming it on the right groups, as we all know.
Right. You mentioned before we went to the break in the last hour, the fact that many corporations are now looking for autistic children in order to employ, and that is something that that a couple of other people have been covering lately. Christina England has mentioned it. Rima Lebeau has mentioned it. And there, when you think of that corporations want autistic children, then you have to figure, okay, let's see. So we have all these autistic children that were made autistic because of following the government mandates to have vaccines.
Yeah. And I mean, just take the core corporation, this corporation in India that has its you know, offshoots in America. Here's right from the Financial Report. It says, I mean, listen to this very carefully. In order to make students industry ready, educational institutes must use contemporary tools to bridge the gap. CORE offers best-in-class employability-linked vocational training in areas like hospitality and housekeeping, spa, healthcare and wellness, data entry, very good for autistic children, IT and ITES operations, basic accounting and construction. And this is a service. It's a product offered by CORE. And through Common Core standards, what that does is it opens up the ability for private corporations to enter into public-private partnership, in other words, through lease agreements like we talked about in the first hour, and suddenly you have government now actually handing over their day-to-day functions to private corporations or purchasing these lesson plans from such things as CORE, you know, your Microsoft, your Scholastic, and all of that. So when we're talking about the autism and how important that is, I'm actually trying to find some quotes just to get people, you know, so that you really understand what is happening with that. And it's a very controversial subject because it literally means that autism is a purposeful action taken against, you know, humanity. And that's a very frightening concept when you think about it. So let me just read you some quotes here. Excuse me. When we decided to take on three young people with autism last year, we thought there would be limits to what they could achieve. Yes, they need work that's repetitive and structured, but most of the service industry is like that anyway. Well, we just saw what CORE is offering as far as training, which is basically all service industry stuff. We would gladly take them, meaning autistic children, on full-time and increase the numbers of people with autism working for us across our societies. This is actually from a Guardian UK publication promoting Goldman Sachs. That's who's actually saying this, the Goldman Sachs hiring program. Okay, so with an estimated 433,000 adults with autism in the UK having only 15% in full-time work. So in other words, 15% of 433,000 people. That's not a very good average, you know. So we gotta increase that in full-time work means that there is too much potential going to waste. Too many people in this country who could be more independent than they are. In short, it's too much wasted talent. This is a tragedy, but not only for individuals and their families. It is also a tragedy for employers who are missing out on a large national resource of loyal and hardworking staff. So the economy is also missing out. Now, remember what the economy is. It's basically a bunch of government-owned corporations. But if we were to utilize this research and release its potential, the impetus must be from employers themselves.
Amazing. And they make it seem like they're doing everybody a favor when, in fact, they're the ones that caused all these autistic people to have autism to begin with.
It's a huge resource.
All righty. We're going to a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. So actually we have corporations who make a profit with vaccines, using the government to impose, that everybody have vaccines before they go to school, while creating a group of people who will be grateful to have a corporate job because they can't get a job in some other, well, elsewhere.
Yeah, and what's so great about this for these guys, I mean, they've created such a wonderfully devious system, so profitable, because you know, first, you know, you got your common core, you've got your infrastructure privatization, and you get your common core standards, which allows the private, public-private partnership model to privatize infrastructure and to get into lease agreements and such, right? So we have the system set up. Now, how do we create a system as government to, and of course, government, you know, when we're talking about companies like Core and Microsoft, when I looked at the shareholder list for Core, it was all owned by governments, institutional investors, basically. So foreign governments are the owners of Core Corporation. So even though it's in India and it's based in rupees, it is still a corporation that is owned by governments, especially pension funds and that sort of thing. So, you know, like what we talked about before. So now that you've invested in these corporations, how do you ensure a massive profitability for these corporations? Well, that's where, and remember, you're talking about the regulators and the lawmakers. So that's where this massive conflict of interest comes in. So let's just focus on the special needs again. So you got all these autistic kids. And that quote, by the way, was from one of the members of the House of Lords. So, in the UK. So let's take, for instance, there's something called the Free Appropriate Public Education Act, which is FAPE. And it says Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 protects the rights of individuals with disabilities in programs and activities that receive federal financial assistance, including federal funds. Excuse me. Section 504 provides that, listen to this very carefully, because this is your No Child Left Behind, basically. No otherwise qualified individual with a disability in the United States shall solely by reason of her or his disability be excluded from the participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. Okay? Goes on. It says, Section 504 regulation requires a school district to provide a free appropriate public education to each qualified person with a disability who is in the school district's jurisdiction, regardless of the nature or severity of the person's disability. So what have you just done here? You've taken a group of commodities and you've forced them to go to school. You've also forced the public school district that receives federal funds, because if you receive federal funds, you have to do what the federal government says. So you've now got a whole new base of commodities, which, you know, they're people, they're persons, and you're forcing them to go to school. You're forcing the taxpayer to foot the bill for all of the equipment that special education, special needs education is going to fit. So what happens? Well, again, public-private partnership. All of these kids need equipment from Dell Computers. In those computers, of course, we have to have Microsoft software. And of course, that's the operating system. And then Scholastic, of course, has a bunch of special needs. And Core, one of its specialties is a product that it calls intervention. Anytime you hear the word intervention, it's a product offered by this foreign corporation, and it's private, and you pay for it. Okay, so now you have that in there. You have Texas Instruments. Well, every kid needs a special kind of calculator, so Texas Instruments provides the calculators. You see, this is nothing more than a way to force the taxpayers to pay the school district, to pay the corporations for products. That's the importance of Common Core, and that's the missing link that I didn't understand before, is that the Common Core standards basically provide a way this public-private partnership, lease agreements and all that. It's a way for private corporations to come into the business and industry of education and privatize the heck out of it. So you see how that works. I call it fascism because it's government ownership of corporations. You can call it whatever you want because it's a mixture of everything. Socialism, because every child must receive a free education. It's communist. I mean, it's everything all rolled into one, like we talked about. That's the United States. So really, you can see that this is all about profit. This is all about ensuring the profitability of all the corporations that government has been investing in and building and giving low-interest loans to, which, again, is where all your taxpayer money is tied up in with the government shutdown. They don't have any money because it's all tied up in loans and corporate bonds and stock investments and toxic debt, right? So, I mean, you could see how this whole thing really, really works by just understanding that government has been almost totally privatized. So, again, here's another one. Your Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, the ADA, has very, very, very much has to do with this, because it prohibits, quote, it prohibits state and local governments from discriminating on the basis of disability.
Wow.
Right? The terms handicapped and disability have the same meaning in law. So you see, again, no child left behind. Corporations love autistic children.
Now, that was created in 1992 under President George H.W. Bush.
Well, of course.
When you look, but when you look at the dates, I mean, they have this planned years and years in advance. And I was
There's nothing random going on here. It's all very planned. So, I mean, just to finish this quote, this is from Lord David Freud. I was reading this earlier from he's a member of the House of Lords and Minister of the Welfare Reform, and it was a speech he gave just last year. He says, it makes good business sense to employ people, he's referring to autistic children, it makes good business sense to employ people who are reliable, punctual, and loyal. People who have good attention to detail and concentration levels. People who have excellent problem-solving skills and can be analytical, resourceful, and creative. What good employer wouldn't want an employee with those skills? In other words, what good employer wouldn't want an employee with autism? I mean, that's what he's saying, blatantly, without shame. I mean, it's really bad. All right, so, and again, we also talked about, okay, we have to get this crossed as well, because this is one of the most important aspects of this. Okay, so we can see how this all worked. Now, when the Common Core was created, it was created by a private association called the National Governors Association. When you go to the Terms of Use page for Common Core, you'll see that it's actually a copyrighted material, copyrighted law, that is owned by the National Governors Association. And this is the way government basically works. And this is very important for people so that we understand that we don't have government. We have a bunch of private associations that are non-governmental running the show. So in the early 1900s, 1910s actually, they created the National Governors Association. The reason they did that and the reason they created all these other private associations filled with government officials is because they figured out that in their states, in their local governments, they could not do what they wanted to do.
Unbelievable. All righty. We do need to go to a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. And when we come back, we will take some calls. Be right back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. Let's take a quick call from Lori in Texas. Lori, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad you guys are covering this. Wanted to kind of back up what Clint's saying. We have a conference going on in Katy, Texas, meaning for Transformation 2, which is a Common Core, how to advance the technology. And one of the speakers is Colonel Casey Warden. He was instrumental in the U.S. Army as the Office of Economic and Manpower Analysis person for the United States Military Academy, helping them design software for a Xbox and Xbox 360 application to teach people how to be a virtual soldier. Wow. He is now one of the superintendents of Huntsville ISD and will be at this conference. And all of the technology is geared exactly to what Clint's talking about. The, you know, the exact perfect student.
Sure.
How do you keep the data? How do you teach them the Common Core standards? And Texas has outlawed by HB 264 Common Core in the state of Texas. So they're doing this in violation of our laws.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, remember, when you're talking about the laws, who's doing it but the sovereign? So they can basically do whatever they want because they don't have to obey their own laws. Just give you an example, and this is very important, very, 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 very important to understand. And the reason that this military person is there, and of course they always enter into private business afterwards, but listen to this. This is from the TRICARE website. TRICARE is actually the military benefits, and it's very important to understand that Common Core, listen to this, folks. Common Core is being taught to both enlisted and officer training in the military. Not only that, but many of the lessons come from a little private, non-governmental private association called the Anti-Defamation League. So literally, through the public-private partnership thing, you have the Anti-Defamation League writing lesson plans for the military on such things as the Arab Spring and recognizing anti-Semitism. Okay? No more conflict of interest could possibly come to my mind than the ADL writing lesson plans on how to handle Arabs, right? I mean, it's an amazing feat. So here's what it says in the military, specifically for the benefits that are offered to soldiers, to anybody in the military. It says, from the TRICARE website, it says, autism is a specific disorder that requires special attention. TRICARE offers additional services up to $36,000 a year through enrollment in the Extended Care Health Options, or ECHO, to provide critical standard of care behavioral intervention. Remember, I said that's a core product. Intervention for children with autism. Okay. Now, of course, the military is very, very, very much promoting vaccines. It's also very, very, very supportive of children with autism, to the point where it's offering $36,000 a year to train them for work-related, intervention. So this is why the military is so interested, because again, I mean, you've got this movie coming out that's actually a brilliant book. I recommend everybody read the book as opposed to the movie, which is Ender's Game, where you have a kid that doesn't know that what he's doing, I won't ruin the story for people, but basically he's doing things that he doesn't know the true outcome of his actions. Okay, so you could have an autistic kid building a bomb and he would never ask why. You can have an autistic kid punching in numbers or breaking code and he'd never ask why he's doing it or care, for that matter, what the outcome of his actions are. So this is why it's so important to harness this, as they call it, natural resource in America and in England to get autistic children into the workforce. And to do that, you train them in school and you put the whole bill on the taxpayers. So Lori is actually the person who, glad she called, is actually the person who got me looking at this. She was always complaining about the C-Scope down in Texas, which is basically the Common Core of Texas. And she one day she sent me her son's lesson plan, which actually was I think we read it on air at some point. It was a lesson plan about, what was it, Lori? It was about...
It was the 1984 listturnamin.com.
Yeah.
Wear the stripe. Yeah. That one, yeah.
Exactly. It was basically an Orwellian homework assignment. She was just so upset about it. And one day I just said, well, anytime I do research, I always go to the financial report. So I looked for a Common Core financial report, and that's when this Indian corporation came up. And so actually she's responsible for all of my misery for the last many weeks researching all this stuff. So thanks a lot, Lori.
You're welcome, but it's well worth it when you actually see the kids and you actually know what you're fighting for. It's worth it. There's just so many parents out here that just won't wake up, and I believe maybe the only mother in a district with over 60,000 students that's screaming from the top of my lungs to get anything done. And you've really helped start you know, shake up Common Core up again in the country. And it's gone back to the forefront, and we've seen a lot of things. Both of you have really taken the fight back out into the public, and we're starting to hear. We even had the dad that was arrested, I think it was up in Maryland, because of everybody bringing it to the forefront and people starting to look into it. And it's really helping. We've got to talk about it anytime we can and get this out. It's so crazy when you talk about it, and people look at you like, what are you talking about?
I agree. It's literally the most important topic I can think of, because it's like from the pages of Brave New World. Literally, it's like the implementation of all of Huxley's ideals. You know, that wasn't just a fictional novel that he wrote. That was a blueprint for what we are seeing right now. And if this isn't stopped, and we don't realize what's happening, and we don't stop it from happening, and we don't support the government shutdown, at least in this aspect, then we are going to have literally workforce education. It's not education in any way, shape, or form. It is literally training kids to become a commodity as an employee in the workforce or in the military. And again, so important to understand this. The military for over 20 years now has been in the Common Core standard curriculum, which means, again, that associations like the ADL and Microsoft, all these and foreign corporations like Core are the ones writing the lesson plans and keeping track of all the data collection, IT, and all of that stuff. So also the FBI is being trained by ADL through Common Core standards. I mean, you got to understand, this is monstrous. The ADL and AIPAC have both been caught spying in government, sharing, you know, with the Mossad agents, you know, bringing sensitive and classified information back to Israel, and that's of course the Jonathan Pollard incident and all of that. So I mean, this is nuts what's happening right now, and if we don't do anything about it, we're really going to be in trouble.
And, exactly.
I can bring it to a personal level for everybody that listens to you. As a mom, we're going to lose our rights to actually have a say in what happens in education. And as a mom, that's happening right now. So you need to really start fighting for your right to speak up and say anything on this also. Because they are blocking you out where you're not heard. You're not allowed to talk at the school board meetings. They don't listen to you. You have no input as a taxpayer or a parent into what is going on. So if you're sitting out there saying, oh, there's nothing, you know, we'll let other people fight for this. Well, there's going to come a day when they privatize this and you can't fight anymore. And they will come at the point of a gun saying, we're taking your children.
Yeah, and guess what, folks? This is not just about education, by the way, because, I mean, this is training teachers as well, basically indoctrinating teachers into, that's the most important part of it. The children are just the side effect of the teachers. Teachers are really the goal of this. But what's more important is the special needs, especially, and this is why I focus on this so much, because they're taking the special needs and they're saying, well, it's not just education. There's a product, a for-profit product, called the Transition Plan, which actually says where they're going to live, work, and play. So it goes out of high school all the way into adulthood.
Wow. Alrighty, we are going to a break. Lori, you're welcome to stay over the break. If you have other questions or comments, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. During the break, I was looking up some things, and I thought about the Revolution in Military Affairs, the RMA, which is basically the military entertainment complex has produced interactive training devices for future soldiers and have created video games to produce people who are willing to go out and kill. And so not only do we have to worry about school, we have to worry about how the kids are spending their free time. And if they're playing these video games that have been created by the Pentagon, that you know exactly what those objectives are. Okay. Clint.
I'm actually releasing, I meant to get it done before the show, but I just couldn't do it because there's just so much information. It's pretty much it's a massive tome of research on this and everything we've been talking about to really, all sourced and everything. And it's, I'm going to post it on my blog here either today or tomorrow. Basically, it's the U.S. military is rotten to the core, is what it's called. So look out for that. Take this, read it, please, because there are pictures in this blog post that I'm going to put up that will scare the living daylights out of you. Literally, you have soldiers who are in training, military training. They are suspended in the air by cords. They have goggles on that are very large, and they are virtual reality goggles. They have cords coming out of them, and again, they're suspended in the air, and they're training for, I think, like parachuting or something. And but to see these pictures, the only thing that comes to mind is that this is the first steps to total transhumanism. You've got soldiers with guns going down hallways with virtual reality goggles on. You've got people who are flying drones with full face helmets with all these like things coming out of there. I mean, it's very frightening to see what this is. And that's the important part about Core and Common Core, is that it's taking children and putting them into the computer realm. It supports social media, video games, all of these things. Everything is about computers. They have this thing called Core Cave, which is a massive box that you go in, and it's a virtual reality thing that you interact with. I mean, it's everything is about taking kids into computers, and of course, kids are going to love this. They're literally going to, if I didn't know better, I would love it. But I see what it's leading to. I see that eventually. I mean, what? You just pass a law that says that every kid must have a port in their wrist so that they can plug into the computer. So this is very frightening. It's taking away kids from their parents and from nature and putting them into the virtual reality world and basically creating an entire substructure of the economy to support a completely virtual world. It's a business. Again, it's incredible to think about, because literally social media is being promoted by Common Core and all the corporations that are surrounding it as the norm, as the way to communicate. All the things that you could possibly want for education are now apps on the iPad. Well, guess what? The taxpayers are going to be funding the school district, who will be required to purchase iPads for their children. So this is the future if we don't stop it. And, you know, I know people love their computers. I know we're in the social media right now speaking. But we have to realize that this is a very dangerous place we are in. Even though we can get information like this out, for most people, 90% of the people out there, this is the road to transhumanism. And I don't say that lightly. I don't say that without any hesitation. I also want to say real quick that Lori is a model, a model girl. I mean, she's my girl, because she is 1 in 10,000. Okay, she is maybe 1 in 1,000,000. She actually stood up at these meetings. She was so concerned that she stood up at these meetings, and people looked at her like she was crazy. She didn't really know what she was talking about at first, and people looked at her like she was a nutcase because she was talking in a language they didn't understand. And now, after months and months of trying to bring this to people's attention, those same people who looked at her with crazed eyes are now coming to her and saying, "My God, please teach me. Tell me more. Thank you. I didn't know." It's the same thing that's happened to me over and over and over when I present things that are factual as opposed to the fallacies that go around. It's rewarding. She is my model for people to get involved, literally, in their own lives.
I think
super.
I'm still considered the nut.
that's a congratulatory kind of a moniker, actually. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Lori. Appreciate your call.
Welcome. Thank you, guys.
And your efforts. Let's quickly take Garrett in Utah. Garrett, welcome to the program. Garrett, are you
Hello?
There? Yes.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah,
speak.
Hey, I've got a few questions. It may not be 100% related to the topic, but first off, I I love your program here. I just barely started logging into this, but would Quint recommend revoking a, you know, like a birth certificate, Social Security number, United States citizenship? I kind of am going down that road and trying to revoke.
I am also going down that road, and yes, I mean, what else can you do? Like I said, if you're a member of some corporation, some gyms, you know, Costco, and they make rules that you don't like, do you continue to support and pay your bill, your taxes, in other words, your membership fees to a corporation? No. You end your relationship with that corporation. So I am actually in the process of that. We've talked about this before, and that's gonna be the focus of, like I said, if and when this scheduling conflict gets solved, then, and I have a show on this network, that is what my show is going to be about, is that process, understanding your rights as they are naturally, not politically, and getting out of this system, because otherwise there's a lot of people that aren't getting their children's Social Security numbers or birth certificates or anything else anymore, and it's important to understand why that's important and how to go through that process without being demonized by both people and government. So yeah, that is I definitely am going through that process myself.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, now you're right here in Utah, aren't you?
I am.
All right. I've got a couple people we'd love to meet you. We also live here in Utah, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, go to my blog, and there's a up at the top, there's a contact, and you can just email me and be glad to, man. There's not enough people like us around.
Okay, Garrett, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, a caller wants to know, who is making the decisions, government or corporations? And, of course, governments are corporations, so...
Yeah, this has always been a confusing topic because, again, nobody's looking to see who owns the corporations. There's this fallacy out there that corporations own the government. It's a figure of speech, of course, but it's been somehow twisted to literally mean that they own the government. See, the difference between a corporation and a government, a public corporation like this, is that it doesn't have ownership stock. The only entity that can own a corporation is the stockholder. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. Government is the main stockholder. When you consider all the governments across the nation and the world, governments across the world, but especially the United States and the pension fund system especially, is the stockholder of government. They put their stockholder shares together in private associations, and they vote through proxy for the board of directors, and in turn the board of directors elects the CEO. Okay, so that's how, I mean, that's why I say it's I don't know what you'd call it, whether it's fascism or socialism or whatever.
Communism or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, it's a big bunch of all of that. All that's
it's a scam.
Right. So to say that that corporations can own anything, a corporation is completely dependent on government to even exist. So, it's ridiculous to think that a corporation owns government. That's
exactly
the best answer.
Well, thank you so much, Clint. And listeners, please look forward to hearing Clint on his own program here on RBN, which hopefully will be soon. So thank you, Clint, for being on my program today.
All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.